back on the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, and on Twitter. Joining me right now, we get to visit with U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. It's good to talk to you.
Well, great to talk to you as well. I appreciate you being able to spend a little bit of time with us today, and there's obviously a lot in the news, but I want to start off with a bill that you introduced yesterday to support the victims of the Fort Hood shooting. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, we all remember with horror that Major Nidal Hassan, somebody who had become Islamic extremist, in spite of the fact he wore the uniform of the United States Army, killed 13 people, 12 service members, one civilian, and wounded more than 30 more, and something that the administration ended up calling workplace violence. Well, right. 4 years later, almost 4 years later, now that he's been convicted and sentenced to death, I think it's appropriate we correct that and call it what it is, and that is a terrorist act committed on our own soil, and to make sure that the victims receive the honors and the benefits that they would if they had been injured or killed in the line of duty overseas.
Right, and explain that to the difference. I mean, it should be obvious to people the difference between workplace violence and a terror attack, obviously not to the administration, but there are certain benefits as far as payment, correct, when it comes to a terrorist attack?
Well, and yes, if you're killed in the line of duty, in essence, and things, for example, if you're injured, you're eligible for Purple Hearts. For example, the Department of Defense voluntarily issued Purple Hearts in connection with the terrorist attack of 9/11 in 2001. Mm-hmm. But Secretary Hagel has refused to do that, to recognize that these 30 people who were shot and who were not killed were. He's refused to issue Purple Hearts to them. And then there are death benefits as a result of the 13 people who were killed and the like. And I just think the making sure that these people are honored as having given their lives in the line of duty in the war on terrorism.
Absolutely.
This is, unfortunately, the administration seems to be eaten up with political correctness to call wars in Afghanistan and Iraq overseas contingency operations and to call this workplace violence. Is just a scandal.
And how much support do you have for this right now with other lawmakers?
Well, the good news is that we just reintroduced the bill, and the delay has really been because of the pendency of the trial. It just took a long, long time, too long, to get this to get justice done in terms of the conviction and death penalty. But I expect broad bipartisan support, and I expect we'll be able to get this done in the next couple of months. I can't imagine anyone standing in the way of this this common sense legislation.
We're visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn. I've got to ask you about Syria. Syria, Russia, the United States involved. What is, in your mind, what is happening with this? What is the latest? Do you buy this this compromise that Secretary of State John Kerry, the Obama administration, and Russia are trying to work on this diplomatic so-called solution?
Well, I think when the president realized he didn't have support in Congress, and even more importantly in the country, for a military strike in Syria, then he grabbed a hold of this lifeline that Vladimir Putin threw out, and Syria quickly accepted to negotiate some sort of a transfer of their chemical weapons to an independent party. I have to tell you, Chad, I'm very skeptical. Syria has not only been developing chemical weapons, which they have one of the largest supplies in the world, but they also have tried to develop nuclear weapons and biological weapons, none of which is the subject of this negotiation. But I think it basically is a way for Bashar al-Assad and Putin to buy a little time, muddy the waters, and try to avoid the military strike. But I'm very, very skeptical that it will work.
Do you think that the president will come back to Congress eventually and ask for authorization for a military strike?
He may, and he seems committed in terms of the horrific use of chemical weapons. But I hope he comes back to us with a sensible plan. The biggest problem, I mean, from it, besides the fact that Americans are very leery after having been involved in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq for the last 12 years, just the plan that the president came up with was described by Secretary Kerry as an unbelievably small military strike. Well, what's the point of that? What might happen is if Assad is left standing after that unbelievably small military strike, then he tells the rest of the Arab world, hey, look, I'm still here. The United States military, the greatest military power on the planet, couldn't get me, and I won, they lost. And he wins a great propaganda victory in that event.
As of right now, have you seen enough evidence for a military strike?
I have not seen the evidence that would justify it, I do believe that chemical weapons were used. I should say I have not seen a strategy, a coherent strategy or approach with regard to Syria generally, because the president says his policy is regime change, that Assad must go. This whole military strike was not designed to accomplish that. And the truth is, Syria is now a hotbed of various factions and groups, and I'm not sure that we really should inject ourselves in the middle of that, because I think it could well end up being another Iraq.
Before I let you go, want to get your comment. You sponsored an amendment to delay the Obamacare mandates. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the difference between that and defunding?
Well, I certainly support the defunding of Obamacare. You and I have talked about that.
Right.
There's a difference on tactics in terms of the timing with regard to the continuing resolution, but I think everybody supports the goal, and indeed listening to organized labor now saying that they may come back and ask us to repeal Obamacare is pretty encouraging, because I think everybody realizes this won't work. This bill you referred to is designed to make sure that when the president grants unilaterally a waiver or a delay of 1 year for the employer mandate, that ordinary Americans and ordinary Texans get the same sort of break on the individual mandate. So we're looking for every way we can to stop, slow down, delay, dismantle, and defund this piece of legislation, because it's bad for the country. It's certainly bad for the economy.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn, as we let you go, would you like to see the president respond to Vladimir Putin directly with the Russian president writing that op-ed in the New York Times?
Well, it reminds me, Chad, of what one of the things my dad used to say. He said, well, when you get into a fight with a skunk, you can't help but get some of the odor on you. And he said the skunk enjoys it. And I think Putin enjoys the attention he's been given. Russia is a regional power, not a global power, and he's enjoyed sticking his thumb in the president's eye and raising his profile on the world stage. I don't think we ought to give him any more attention.
All right. U.S. Senator John Cornyn, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one. That's U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Appreciate his time.